Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin on the days brought the memra of Rav Huna, Teluya V'Zavin, Zvini Zvini. If a person is forced to make a sale, it's considered a good sale, a good hakno. My timer called the mazmin inish, whatever a person sells, he loved onis, if not for the fact that he needed the money and he was forced to sell, lo have a mazmin. He wouldn't have made the sale. Vafil ochi zvini zvini, and still it's considered a good sale. So too, when a person is mamish forced with yisurim or tolo isai, until he sells and he receives money, the halacha is, it's a good sale. The Gemara asks, and Machalik, Vildil Mashani Oinsa de Nafshe mi Oinsa de Achrina. Maybe we can be Machalik between Oinsa de Nafshe, meaning where he is forced to make a sale because he needs the money, and therefore he sells his Chafetzim Midas. Over there we could say, Gomero Makni, Lafuke Oinsa de Achrina, if others force him to sell, then maybe he's not Gomar Umakni. Rav Shlomo Hyman in Chidushim and Simon Dalet Ois Vav wants to be masber this chilek between Oinsen and Nafshe and Oinsen and Achrina based on the halacha that we mentioned in previous shiurim, that wherever the din is Yehoreg ve'ayavar, if Chas v'Shalom he's over and he's not Nerag, he doesn't allow himself to get killed, the halacha is he's not Loike or he's not Chayev Misa because he's an Oinis. He did it, ba'inus. He was forced to do that avera, which the din is yaharig va'yavar. He wasn't nerag, but he was al kalponim and oinus, and therefore he's not nenash. But if he is merape himself, he heals himself, bi'atze ashera with something avodah zara. The halacha is that he's chayiv ba'inshin loike, because that's called ratzain. And the chilik is that in the first case where he's oiver and he's not nerag, the etzem maisa was ba'inis. Over here by Nistrapi Ba'atzi Asherah, the etzem maisa was berotzain. It's just that the circumstance was an inis because he wanted to avoid chas v'shalim death. The male over here also, oinsa the nafshe, he himself goes and makes a mechira. Therefore, it's considered rotzain. And there's a das v'akna. Although the circumstance is that he needs the money and that's the only reason why he makes the sale, so in essence he's forced to make the sale, but the actual sale he initiated. And since he initiated the sale, that's called an oinsen de nafshe, and avadi is gomra makni. Mashen ken oinsen de achrini is where others force him to make that sale, where others force him to have a gmiras das. That not necessarily is considered a maise berotzein, that would be considered an oinis, and possibly is not Gomer Makni, and that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Now we go daf memches." Elikidisanya. The Gemara brings a brisa lagabi korban yakriv oisoi. It's an extra pasuk. It says before that zochatam yakrivenu, and it didn't have to say yakriv oisoi. From there we learn melamed shekoyfin oisoi. Then we force him to be makriv a korban that he was nadar. Yochel bal korchoi. I would think you could do it even against his will. Tamad leimer lertzainai. The korban has to be brought birotzain. How could that be? If you have to force him, how could it be berotzain? The Gemara Brisa says, we force him until he says that he wants. So l'chayr, you see, that in the case we mitoich yisurim, and he says roitzani, that's called ertzainai. That's called his government believed by lahakriv. So too, l'gabi yisail, if he says roitzani, that's considered a gmiras das for hakno. And on that, the Gemara is doicha the right. The Gemara says, Dilma Shani Hosan, maybe over there it's different. The Nichale, this Hevele Chapara. Maybe a korban is different because he wants to have a kapara. And since he wants to have a kapara, so then he does have a rotzain for bringing the korban. Tosfos asks that Lechaira, in the case of korban, it should be daima to Luyu v'yohiv, to being forced to give a matana, which Rav Huna is maidah that it's not considered a good matana. Rav Huna's halacha was only if Tliyu v'zavin, if he's forced to make a sale, and he receives money, then he's gomera makne. But over here, l'chayro, it's a case of Tliyu v'yohiv. That's not considered a matana, like we see from the case of Sikrikain, that's not called a matana. The other Rishonim, Rabban, Rabban Yoin, and the Rajman, the Ram say that the Gemara at this point thought that Tliyu v'yohiv is also Gomra Makni, like Tliyu of Izovin. In other words, the Rishonim are saying that at this point in the Gemara, Rav Huna was not Mechalek between whether he received money or whether he just received a gift. In either case, to you, if you force him v'yohiv, and you make him force him to give a gift, it's the same as you force him to make a sale. Both, there is gemiras das for akno. It's only in the maskanas neschadesh that Rav Huna's din is totally in dafka accepting money. Where he gets money, then he is going b'daitoi lahaknois and not batliyu v'yohiv. But Taisus didn't understand that way. Taisus understood that at this point also the Gemara knew this chilik. So therefore, Taisus asks, what's the rai from Karbonis? Over there, lechayra, it's a case of tliyu v'yohiv. He's not receiving any money for his services. And still we see over there that it's considered a hakno, it's considered a matana. But it's not a raya to the din of tliyu v'zovin. Taisus answers, and he says that carbon is also like a mecher. Why? Do yesh le kapara tachas ha-carbon. Since he receives a kapara, for when he brings the carbon, it's and he's kind of, so to speak, the kapara, he has the kapara, it's like he's receiving something. Since it's like he's receiving something, that's doimet tatliyu v'zovin, that's vine zvine, and it's not doimet tatliyu v'yohiv. And Taisus also adds and says, by Gitei Noshim also, it's considered that he's receiving something because through the get, he's niftar, he becomes potter from the chiyuvim of she'er ksus v'oina l'chayra. But Taisus says, by get, you can't say that because then a get me'usa shleika din, if you force shleika din, it should also be kosher because then you get absolved from your chiyuvim of she'er ksus v'oina. So Taisus says that's not really the mahalach. The mahalach to explain why carbon plus get is considered like tliyu v'zovin is because anything which you mechuyev to do is like a mecher. Since you mechuyev to bring a carbon and you mechuyev to megarish your wife in a case where al pidin you mechuyev to megarish the wife with a din is kaifin oisai lahaitzi, in both of those cases that's the same as a mechira. It's like tliyu v'zovin, that's vini is vini. It's not daimet a tliyu v'yohiv, that's only a matana. The Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Nun also says this mahalich that according to Rav Huna, the reason why by carbon it's considered a beratzain is because it's nichle bekapara, and he's receiving something. Nichle, the Gemara thought, is like a zvina. He's receiving something. That itself is considered like you got something, and then you're giving back the carbon. You're willing to do. Go ahead and give the carbon. Other words, the Havan in Taisus's Teretz, why if it's considered like a Mechira, is because just like Mechira, you're receiving Dovim, and Agav the Dovim, Gomorrah Makni, when you have a Chiyuv, you have a mitzvah to do something, you Chiyuv al Pidin, so it's not considered like you're doing something Bechinam. Agav, because of the Chiyuv, that's why you're Gomorrah Makne. Because of the Chiyuv, that's why you bring the Korban. Because of the Chiyuv, because of the mitzvah, that's why you're going ahead and be Megarish Ishtai. And in Mele, it's not just Bechinam, and that's why there is a Gemiras Das. The Rishash suggests maybe the Svara is that whenever there's a mitzvah has a dollar value. And the Raya is in the Gemara Chul Daf Pei Zayin that a Choytef mitzvah mechaveroi pays Yud Zehuvim, pays money. In other words, a mitzvah has a value. So if you mekayim a mitzvah, then it's considered like you received money. Although, l'chayr, it's not a perfect zushtel, because over there, it's not that the value of the mitzvah is asar zuvim, it's just a knas of yud zuhuvim for taking away somebody else's mitzvah. A mitzvah doesn't have a dollar value. Of course, it's a shavis to a mitzvah, English shire, but it's not money. It's not that you received money. Also, that the Lashon HaTosfos, and later, is not mashma like that. Tosfos says that if the kfi of being forced to give a get was ayidei goy, even in the case where you're mechuyev ligarish, but that's called a kfiya shalei kedin, and the get is not a get. Ay, l'chayr, there's a mitzvah ligarish, there's a chiyev ligarish, but if it's shalei kedin, the kfiya shalei kedin, so that you're not being mashlim yochiyev. It's not mashlim, the word is because of the etzem mitzvah, which has a shavius, that gives a din of nichale, like tliyuv ezovin. It's mashlim, the decide is where there's a chiyev al pidin to force him to be ligarish, and he's fulfilling that chiyev, or a chiv to bring the carbon and gets a kapara and is fulfilling that chiv, that's where it's nichale, and that's where this gmiras das for akno. In the Sefer Zeche Yitzchak Chedek Beis Simen Mendalit says an interesting way to answer this kasha of Toisvis. I'll pee the Rajbin Gittin by Sikrikoin. The Rajbin Gittin says that although by Sikrikoin it's a matana, we asked this kasha earlier, still he's Gomorrah Makni. Why? Because since the Malchus was Mafkir all of them lahariga, and they're not mekaveh, they don't have any hope at all to return to their nachala, so memela they give it up willingly. In other words, the reason why tliyuv yohiv is not gomer makni is because you're always looking and always thinking and always hoping that it'll be this battle doinis, and you'll be able to be teveit, and you'll be able to get it back from whoever bought it from later at a later date. You could always get it back. If you can get it back, so there's hope there that you're not completely disconnected, and you're not gomer makni. Mashenkin, by sekrikin, you're completely disconnected. You know for sure you're never going to get back the nachla, and that's why you're gomer makni, although it is only a matana, and you didn't receive money. Lefi says the Zecha Yitzchak, that it's very geschmack by carbon. By carbon, once you makrev it, there's no te'elis to mivatl lakrovel mafreya. Yizicha not anymore now looking to try to get back that which you gave as a carbon. So therefore, avadi you a gomer misratze belev sholeh. Summary, we presented three mahalchim how to understand the comparison of the Gemara that you would kaife oisai achiyema reitzani to bring the carbon to tliyu v'zavin. L'chayra, it's not tliyu v'zavin because you're not receiving money. We said, according to many Rishonim, the Gemara's havamina was that there's no chilik between tliyu v'zavin and tliyu v'yohiv. Or Taisus Mahalach, that over here that you mechuyev lasois to bring the carbon or to divorce your wife when there's alpidin, there's a din of kfiyah, that is the same as mecher. You are discharging your obligation. Your chiyev is the same as receiving money, and memele it's daimet to tliyu v'zavin. And the third mile, if we said from the Zeche Yitzchak, alpi the Rajman in Gittin, that if, since you're not expecting at all to ever receive it in return, therefore, there is a Gemiras Das, Lahaknes, a Gemiras Das to bring the carbon. And the whole reason why Tliyu v'yohiv is not Gomer Makni is because there's hope that it'll be, the Oynes will be in this battle, and you let it later be Tveveit. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says that from Yakriv Oysoi, we say, it's Lertzainai, we say, Koifin Oysoi, Ach Yoimer Roitzani. And the Rishbamet said that this, from here it's Muchach, that Agav Oynse is gone Beliba Lahakriv, and it's considered Lertzainai. Kiveger asks that l'chayr, this Gemara is a steerer to a different sugi in Kedushin Daf Nun. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun brings the same exact brisa for a different purpose. Rava there says that dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. When a person makes a hakno, a mechir or a kinyan, be'payel, and in his heart he's thinking differently, and he later comes and claims and says, I never meant it, we say, Dvarim Shebelev, what you were thinking, Einam Dvarim, you made a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Akna, and we go with your action, and we ignore what you say later you were thinking. And the Gemara says, where do we find this concept, this Yisrael, Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim, Noli L'Rav Ha? And the Gemara brings our case of Yakriv Oisai, by the case of a carbon. And the Gemara says, well, he didn't really want to bring the carbon. So why do we say it's a good akravas carbon? Why do we say it's considered lertzainai? It's muchach that dvarim shebelev is not dvarim. We go with his maisa. And the Gemara is doyach, and the Gemara says, no, maybe over there there was a real rotzen, because shani osam, the nan sadi, the nichalei bikapor. And the Gemara says the same thing with shachvatai when it comes to get. So the Rashba asks that how did the Gemara want to be mechiach from there that dvarim shebelev ain't a dvarim? L'chayra, our sugya says that this is mamish daima to Rav Huna's din of tliyu v'zavin zvina zvini, that agav oinsi is gomra makni. So if agav oinsi is gomra makni, that means he gave it, he wants to bring the korban belev shalem. So it's not dvarim shebelev bechlal. He's gomra belibev in esratze. So hey bazai, how could the Gemara over there bring a raya that Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. It's not Dvarim Shebelev. Hitaka really wants to bring the carbon. If Hitaka really wants to bring the carbon, so there's a Gmiris Das, Birotzain. So it's not a Tzushtel to Dvarim Shebelev. Also, you can ask Fakert. How could our Gemara say that you have a raya to Rav Huna, it's like Rav Huna, that I got one to Gomra Makni? Maybe the Pshat in Koifin Eisa and Shiyem Reitzani, that it's a good akrovas akarbon, is like the Gemara in Kedushin took on, because Dvarim Shebelev ain't of Dvarim Akitzer, the Sugi is a Mamesh Astira one to the other. The Amish Rikivega asks, Noch Weiter, what's the aside of Rav Huna that you need to say is Gomer Makni? Why don't you just say that if there's an Amira of Reitzani, there's a Kenyan and Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim? What's Takim Shad in Rav Huna? What happened to the concept of Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim? Why is it necessary to say that Agav Ointed Azuzi Gomer Makni? And second, and third Shaila,
that it's a dover, something that Gemara even in Kedushin says that something which is yadua lechol ha'olam, you don't say dvarim shebelev. Something, if it's a umdana, if we know that a person is being forced or a person doesn't want to be misratze, then it's only because you're not giving him a choice. There's no din of dvarim shebelev. So mele fakerti Gemara Kedushin is shver, but karb we know it's kaifenoyse. Everybody knows that you don't really want to bring it. So over there, even if dvarim shebelev is ain't a dvarim, there would be dvarim because it's yadua lechol ha'olam that it was aidei kfiya. So Rabbi Kiveger is miyashiv and says a merdiki yisoid. He says that we say agav oinsei dezuzi gomer makni, that's not a din vadai. It's a din suffik. Meaning, Rav Huna that said it's a mechira, it's not because we vadai know that he had a rotzin to be makne. The yisoid is that it's a mechira gemura because he said roitzani, and mameli, even if beliba is not nitzratze, it's dvarim shebelev. Because al kalpanim, there's a strong suffix here that there was a ritzui. If never a person's misratz agav oinsei, so then it wouldn't help his amira, because a dover that's goli lekoil is not called dvarim shebelev. So memela, from the Mishnah by Karben and by Get, we really keep mechiach both dinim. Number one, we keep mechiach that agav oinsei is gomer v'nisratze. Because he's forced, it must be that there is a real rotzin, at least most of the times, or enough to have a very strong suffix. Because otherwise, it wouldn't be called dvarim shebelev, because it's goli lekoil that a person's not misratze. So you need to say that agav oinsei gomer v'nisratze. But it's also muchach, a second halacha, that dvarim shebelev Einam dvarim, because if not, we should be chayish that maybe be'emes he was not nitzratze b'libay, because it's not a vadai, it's only a suffik. And memela, it's muchach, both halachas, the halacha of agav ein tzigav nitzratze, and also the halacha of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. L'chayra, l'fizeh, you have to have an amira of roitzani mikra din. Because if not for the amira of roitzani, you should be chayish, maybe he was not gomer makni. And that will be a kash on the Sheet Rambam, which we had mentioned in previous Yurim, that by Mechir you don't need an Amira of Reitza Ani. To understand Rabbi Kiveger a little better, we must add that we judge the Gemiris Das of Hakno Mitzad the Maisa, not just the Dvarim Shebelev. In other words, if this Maisa shows us that he wanted to make a haknoi, wanted to make a kinyan, we already consider as if we have a gemiras das that's maspik for a kinyan. Memelo, all we need to really say is that in this maisa hakno, there are grounds that the normal person would be gemer bedaitoi. Not that we vadai know that he's gemer bedaitoi, but we can assume that there was a gemiras das. The fact that he comes later and says that it was not gemer bedaitoi is treated like a dvarim shebelev that are einam dvarim. The fact that it must be that there was normally a gemir, there's normally a gemir's das associated with such a maisa of receiving money and saying reitzani is necessary, because otherwise then it wouldn't be considered a chesar and dvarim shebelev. We would look at it and say that bichlal is no haknoi here. This is not a maisa of haknoi with gemir's das. People that are forced are not gein bedai to limker. But now that we have Rav Huna's halacha of Tluyev Ezovin Zvine Zvine, so we mefarish this Maisa to mean it's a Maisa Akno with a Gemiras Das for Akno, and if later he says he didn't really mean it, Avada that's treated like Dvarim Shebelev. Taisvis asks Astira from our Gemara that says, by Karben, Koyfenesa, Chiem Reitzani, to a Gemara Babakama that tells us that Chayvei Chatois Vashomais Ein Memashkin Noison. If somebody is mechuyev a kor mechatas or an osham, you don't take a mashkin from him. Taisvis is asking that if we can force you to bring a carbon, so why don't we take a mashkin by chatois v'ashomis? And Taisvis answers and says that Yutaka could force him to take, bring a carbon chatas or an osham. But since it's lachapara ka'asi, you don't need to take a mashkin. So chai v'chatois v'ashomis a mashkin, his son, Taisvis understands, means that you don't need to take a mashkin. Because since it's baal chet, he'll want to bring the carbon in order to have a kapara, but in a chanami, Yutaka could force him. But Taisus kasha was that without that explanation, it would have been mashma that chayavi chatoyes vashamin. It doesn't work to be mashkin, and it doesn't work to force him. L'cher, that's a stira to our Gemara. The ktsois in Simon Tes Sifkat Nalif is miyashiv this kasha of Taisus, and from the other Rishonim also asks the same kasha. He says that there's a klal to luyev zavin is vine zvine. But till you vikani, if you force somebody to be kind of something, we don't say that that's considered a gemir's das for a kinyan. Meili wants to say that b'chatois v'ashamois, where you need a rotzin of the bailim to accept a kapara, and if he's not nichale, you can't force him to accept a kapara. Meili, that's why chatois v'ashamois ain't mimashkin noisan. You can't force him to be accept a kapara. That's doima to tell you vikani. The Nesivis is masig on the Ktsois, and the Nesivis asks and says that no, the only reason why till you, Fikani, if you force him to be Kaina, he's not Kaina, is because he didn't receive any money. But by Chattas and Asham, where is a Kapara involved, that's like you received money, and over there's no Chisaran of Tluya Vikani. To explain this Shakvataya of the Ktsois and the Nesivis, let us just be Magdim, the Etzem Halacha of Tluya Vikani. The Rajba, in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, brings in the Shitas Bala Itur that even though Tliyu of a Zovin is Kana, if you force somebody to sell, it's Kana, but Tliyu of a Kana ain't ze Kinyan. He says it's not a Kinyan. You can't force somebody to be Kana something. You could be forced somebody to be Makna. You could Agav Ainz the Zuzi Gamra Makna, but you can't force somebody to be Kana something. And therefore, says the Bala Itur that if you Ma'ane Sa Ish, if you force a man to Mekadesh Isha, his Kiddushin is not a good Kiddushin, because you can't force him to go ahead and be Kana and Isha. And the Rajb over there, Masech's Kiddushin, is Matmiya, that if Agav Oinse Gomero Makne, if you, by force, through an Oines, a person's willing to be Makne Achefetz and give something up, it's a Kolshkein that it should be Gomar Vekoine. And what's the Pshataka in the Shitas Bal Itur? So that we find many different Mahalchim to explain the Shitas Bal Itur, what was exactly in the Kudas HaMachloikes, the Bal Itur and the Rajba. The Meiri in Kiddushin says that the chilik between Tliyu v'zovin, that's a good kinyan, and Tliyu v'kani, that's not considered a good kinyan, is because by Tliyu v'zovin, you're receiving money. The fact that you're receiving money, that causes that you have a gemiras das to be makne. But if you force somebody to mekadesh isha, you're not getting anything, you're not getting money. It's the melech, you have to go ahead and make a kinyan, you have to give something, that already ain't kedusha is not a good kedusha. And the Goyin, the Bir, Agro, and Ebenez, Sim, and Beis all says the exact same Lashon. It says, Blavka Tluyu V'zovin Shekibel Mois. That means when you receive money in exchange for a chefetz, you're gomer a makni that chefetz. But when you mekabel a chefetz or an isha in exchange for you giving money, you're not misratza. You're forcing me to give money and receive something that I'm not misratza to do. That's not the same thing as forcing me to give up something by receiving money. If I'm receiving money and I'm being forced now to make hakna, so then I'm gomer bedata to be makne. To go ahead and to give up money for a chefetz, that's more daimet to Tliyu v'yohiv. You're forcing me to give money, although I'm getting a chefetz in return, but I'm not receiving, the money is not which is causing like Mir's Das. You're making me give away money in order to receive something. That's not daimet to the case of being forced to give away a chefetz after receiving money. And that's the chilik between Tliyu v'zovin, that's vine zvini, and Tliyu v'kani. There's the Chasam Sefer, also is Masbir, the Dasa Itur, on this, based on this Svara, that we say Agav Oinsi is Gomre Makne is because he doesn't care that it should be Chal a Kenyan. But he's not really Mechavin to be Makne. So by Mechir it helps because the Maisa Kenyan, the Lekeach does, he just lets go. To let go, when you receive money, you'll let go. But to go ahead and have to make a Kenyan, Mitzad Lekeach, that you will not say to you, Vikani, should work. Now, Be'emes, Chasam Sefer is really saying a little different Havana in the chile between Tliyu v'zovin and Tliyu v'kani. That it's not because one is receiving money and one is not receiving money. He's being mechalik in the nature of hakna as opposed to a kinyan. And we bet some find this svara also, that the chilek is that by hakna, it takes more das, it takes more kavana to be makne, to be kinda than it is to be makne. In other words, there's the Achreinim have a Shaila when there's a case of an Oinus and Rotzen at the same time. Does it have a din of an Oinus or does it have a din of Rotzen? In other words, let's say you force somebody to do an action and he also wants to do that action. Do we say that even though it's Nichle, but since he's forced to do it, it's considered an Oinus and it's not Miyachis the Maisa to you? Or do we say that's called Rotzen? So by Tliyu Vizovin, the Etzem Maisa Mechira is both. Because there's a rotzain to receive the money, and there's an oinus to give away whatever chavitz has to be given. So over there, we could say that it's considered a good mechira, and this gemir is das lahaknis. But by tliu v'kani, where you have to make the kinyan yourself, and that maisa of making the kinyan yourself is completely forced, there's no element of ratzin in that maisa. And since you need a maisa kinyan in that in tliu v'kani, it doesn't help if you're forced. So l'chayra, the machlekes, the ktsais, and the sivis in these two svaras. The ktsais, who's compared the case of chatois v'ashamis to Tliyu Vikani, is because he held that both are receiving something. Both are being forced to receive. Either you're forced to make a kinyan, or you're being forced to receive a kapara. So just like Tliyu Vikani is not kaina, so Tliyu to get the kapara of Chatois Vashamis is also not going to be considered a berotzin. And Mamela, if he doesn't want the kapara, you can't force him to have the kapara. And that's how the Ktsais answered the Rishayim's Kasha, why by Chatois Vashamis ain't a Mashkinai son. On the other hand, the Nesivis held that the chila between Tliyu Vikani and Tliyu Vazavin is all about money. Over Tliyu Vikani, is not considered a gemir, is not a kinyan, because you're not receiving money. There's no kabbalah zuzi. Mashain came by the case of karbanas where you are receiving something. Since you're receiving a kapara, that's considered like kabbalah zuzi. And male over there, you don't have the chisaron of tluy vikani. Let us move on to the next gemara by get. The gemara compares gitei noshim to tluy vizavin. So you see that even though you're forced to give the get, there's a gemiras das, there's a rotzain. And that the gemara is doich, and the gemara says, Dilmashani hosom, the mitzvah lishmaya divri chachomim. Maybe gittin is different, because the mitzvah to be shemeya, the divri chachom, that they are forcing you to give this get. And over there there's rotzain, but it's not a riot at tluy of his oven. We had mentioned before that Tosis explains that a get is considered like a mechira and not like tliyu v'yohiv, because you mechuyiv al pidin to be mitzir when bezin is kaifa. When there's a kfiya kedin, you mechuyiv to be mitzir and to give her a get. That response to give the get in return of that chiyuv, that's considered like a mechira. And therefore, according to Tosis, if you kaifeya shaloi kedin, that is a din of matan, and it's takin not a get. But the Rishbam, the Maschal Hossam, L'chairis, is a different svara. He says, get is like mechira because loy mafsid midi. You're not losing out anything. Because ishto is soy nosoy, and balav get namili sabit etzloy. So Rashi, the Rishbam, L'chairis, is saying that the reason why get is like mechira is because the yisoyed of tliyu v'zovin, zvine zvine, is you're not losing, you're receiving money. So there's a compensation involved. It's not mechinam. By a get also, you're not losing anything because since ishtei say nasa, you anyway don't want to stay together, you're willing to give that get. Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shiurim is matmiya on the Rishbam that if that's true, so then again, Mu'usa Shalai Kedin should be kosher, because you also want to divorce her, and you're not mafsid midi. Bishleim alafi toisvis, the svar lechayre is that since there's a chiyuv al pidin to give the get in response to the kfiya, so memela, giving the get is like a mechira. You're fulfilling your obligation, you're fulfilling your chiyuv. The Lashna Taisis Dovishu Mechuyiv Lasa is Havi Kamei Mecher. Mashain Kain, when it's a kfiya shalei kedin, that's like a matana. That's not a get. That's not there to mechira. But according to Rashi, if the whole svar is only if you're being mafsid and not being mafsid, lechayri, even in a kfiya shalei kedin, you're also not being mafsid. The Einig Yomtiv and Simen Kuf Samaches Taka learns in the Shitas Rashbam of our sugya that a get Mu'usa shalei kedin is kosher. And argues on Shmuel that in Gittin says that it's possible. But the Rambam and Sef Perek Beis Mechus Gerish and Paskins that a get Mu'usa Shaloi Kedin Al Yidei Yisrael is Kosher Min HaTorah. And the Lecha Mishnah explains the Rambam that it's a fi our sugi, it's Kosher Min HaTorah, even though there's no Chiv and Etzim Gerishin. But since the Mitzvah Mitzad Shemeh Divrei HaBezin that made a mistake and they forced him to be Megarish, Machmas, that Mitzvah is considered like Mechir, it's not Doimet to Matana. Not that he's going into Shitas Rashbam that Gerishin is like a Zvini because he's not Mafsid Midi. Because he says over there that if Akim force you Shleik Adin, you take a puzzle, it's puzzle in Atayra. That means that Ram is masking that if the Kfiya was Ayde Akim Shleik Adin, you puzzle in Atayra. The Ramam is just saying that if the Kfiya was Shleik Adin Ayde Yisrael, then it's Kashim Atayra, it's a good get, because even though there's no Chiv and the Etzim Gerishin, but there's still a Mitzvah Shmei Divrei Chachamim. And male the blives a get. But Vaita, it's not like the Rishbam, that the reason why it's Daimel Mechir is because they mafsid midi. Because like we said, that if that would be true, even if the kfiya is shalai kedin, even the kfiya is al pi akum, it also should be a good get, because the maisa le mafsid midi. An interesting nafkamina between the Reshbam and Taisris l'chayra would be if the ma'anes would pay less than the value of the karka or the chayfetz that he's being forced to sell. Loi Taisris, even if it's not the exact shavyas, but that's not the nekuda of why tliyu v'zov and zvine zvine. The nekuda is that he is receiving something. He's, or by the case of gittin or karbanis, he's mechuyiv lavi karban. And to be mekayim is chiyuv, that's also like tliyu v'zovin. So Mamele, even if he doesn't get the full Shavius, there's still mukim to say that there's a Gemir's Das for Hakno. Mashenk and Afidah Rashbam, if the aside of Tliyav Zavin is because he's not losing, is like Mafsid Midi, and that's how the Rashbam also wanted to compare it to get, by Gerish, and since you want to stay apart from each other, it's like Mafsid Midi, so Ebazoi, if the Manas is only offering less than the Shavius, Lachari is being Mafsid. So if he's being Mafsid, Lachari should not be Azvini. The Bema is the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Hei is taka medayik like that from the Rashbam, that if the Ma'anis will pay less than the Shavis of the Karka, since the Meicher is taka being mafsid, it's taka not a Zvini. And the Torah brings that the Rabbeinu Yoina holds as a chilik between Metaltalin, that if you give Pachas Meshavi, if it's not a Zvini, it's not a sale, there's no Gemir's Das Fakno, and then by Karka it is a Mechira only because he says the Einoino le Karkois. Karkois is no set value. But others hold that Ish and Karka are the same. And no nafkemina between them. L'chair, Totum, the Taltan is all the same. There's no chilukim between them. Let us now analyze the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara says, Shani hasam de mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. The fact that by a get, we were kaifra shem reitzani, is considered a gemir's das, is not a raya to a zvini, because a get is different. There's a mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. Yadua, the Divrei Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Gerush and Halacha Chof, the Rambam writes, "V'lomalei bottle get zeh, get which is forced. You're forced to give. She'ein oyrim onus elo mishen nilchatz lasis dover she'ein mechuyev in atayra. We only say it's considered an oynis if you're forced to do something which you're not mechuyev to do al pidin tayra. Avam mishen tokfa yitzray, somebody who was yitzahara grabbed a hold of him, levatal mitzvah vehuka, and he was hit." Ad she'os until he complied and gave the get, ein ze onus. And the famous words of the Rambam are, mi acher shu roitze liyos mi Yisrael, since he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael, roitze hu lasis kol ha-mitzvahs. He wants to do all the mitzvahs. The Yitzray hu she'tokfoy. And his Yitzhar is what grabbed a hold of him and stops him. But v'chimet shehuka she'toshas Yitzray v'omar roitze ani. But once he was hit, and now his Yetzirah is weakened, and he says, Reitzani harikva girish l'rtzayne. That's called the gerishin meirotzen, because the panemius of a yid is to do the rotzen Hashem, and if the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that you should give a get, that's really what he wants. And the hakah, the beating, the oynis, is only to shvachen up his Yetzirah. The Magen Mishnah says that maybe Kavanasi, the Rambam, is mamish our Gemara of mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. And that's why it's taken considered a good get, even though he was forced to give it. But the Achrayim ask that l'chayrit, there's a shverkite here. Because our Gemara only says mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim to be doicha and say that there's no riot to Ravuna's halacha of Taliyu v'zovin zvina zvini. But l'maskana, that we hold like Ravuna, that agav oinsi, Gomer Makni, so then by a get, he's also Agav Oinse Gomer Umigarish. So then why did the Rambam need to come on to another Tam that over here, the Pnimius of the Rotzin of a Yid is to do the Rotzin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wants to give the get Betzim, and the Hakoh and the Oinis is only to take away the Yetzir that was Taikvoi? Lechaira, it's not any different than a sale that Tliyu of Zavin Zvini Zvini. The Gemara compares it to a Zvini. And the maskana taket tliyu v'zavin is agav einse gomer makni, and there's no chilik between get carbon and mechira. The nesivis in Siman Reish Hei is miyashiv, and he says that the Ram is going lishitosoi that he writes in the beginning of Ilchus Gerushin that asara dvarim enikra gerushin, and one of the ikrim of gerushin is shleigarish elulert zaynoi shenemar v'hoyim loisim tzochein beinov. And the Nesivis explains that that means that a gerishin is necessary to have a rotzain. It's not enough just to have a skoma, a das, a agreement to divorce. There has to have a rotzain beferish lirtzainai. And if there's no rotzain, then there's no gerishin. And therefore, the din of agav oinsi gomra megarish would not be sufficient by get. Since you need a rotzain gomor, so memela, you have to come on to another svara that over here, he beyesoid in the primis halev, he wants to do the rotzain ha-toira, and memela, there really is a rotzain gomor. Otherwise, it wouldn't be sufficient just with haskama of the regular din of tluy v'zovin. This would also explain why the Rambam paskins by Gerishin that the husband has to say Reitzani, as opposed to Mechira, where the Rambam omits and does not mention that we need to say, that the Meicher needs to say Reitzani. The answer is because by Gerishin you need a Rotzen Gomor. Without an Amir of Reitzani, you don't have that Rotzen Gomor. Mashenkin, by Mechira, you don't need a Amir of Reitzani, because all you need is a Haskama Lahaknois. In the next Gemara, Rav Yehuda asks from a get hamu'usa b'Yisrael, that's kosher, and ba'akum in a goyish according to posel. Uva'akum choyv t'noisoy v'aymrim loy asey ma sh'Yisrael oymer l'cho. So the Gemara asks, ma'amai, hosam nami neyma agav oynsei gomu megarish. Why is a get hamu'usa ba'akum in a goyish according by goyim posel? Why don't you say that agav oynsei is gomu megarish? And the Gemara answers and says, "Oitmar Allah, Omra Misharshia Dvar Torah Afilu Ba'akum Kosher." That means Midoraisa the Get is Taka Kosher. Uma Tam Omra Ba'akum Posel. Why did Chazal say that it's Posel? And obviously, it's only Posel Midrabanon, and you need to get only Midrabanon if she was Mekabel Kedusha Miacher. Kadesh Lo Tehei Kol Achas Ma'achas Heleches V'Teila Atzma Biyad Akum Umafkas Atzma Biyad Baila. It's a Gzeira Drabanon that the women shouldn't go to the Goyim and thereby force their husbands to give them Gittin. But Be'etzem, Midoy Rice says they get kosher because Agav Oinsei is Gomor Megarish. Tosis brings that L'chari, the Gemara in Gittin is Fakert. Because the Gemara in Gittin of Peches asks on Ramesharish's halacha that if Be'emes, a kfiya of a goy, helps to make it a din, a gerish min ha-Torah, and the get is only taka posim and rabbanon, so how could Shmuel have said that a goy that's koifesh like a din is not migureshes klal if you reach a get in kan? And Shmuel said him, this almanah it's materis lekoyin. L'chayra, loyta mar mesharshia, even if a goy forces, it should be a get al kopanim midoy raisa, even though the rabbanon said that it's not a get. And therefore the Gemara in Gittin is masik and says that divrei mesharshia bedusa, it's a toys. And the reason why it's taken not a get, even on the deraisa level, is because goyim are not b'nei kfiya. Goyim b'chlal are not considered b'nei kfiya, and they can't affect a gerishin b'chlal. So Tosfos asks that if that's true, so why does our Gemara bring a Misharshia? L'chir, the Misharshia is bedusa. Misharshia is a tois. So Tosfos explains that the Tartzin of our Gemara is only asking if you what the Makshin thought that goyim are b'nei kfiya. So then he asked that how could you say that goyim are b'nei kfiya and it's not a get? L'chir, agav oinsi gomro makni. And Itake said that according to the Misharshia, Itake would be gomro megarish. But if the MS, that since goyim are not b'nei kfiya, so there's a kfiya shleik adin. If it's a kfiya shleik adin, it's doyim to matana, and it's taken not chal bal korchit. So it means the whole sugya that's answering the kasha is only for the svar of the maksha that held that akum is b'nei isuninu. But the halacha we don't paskin like a mesharshi, it's taken badusihi, and it's la b'nei isuninu, and the mail of the get is possum na teira. Why? Since the kfiya shleik adin, it's begeder a matana that it's not gomor makne. So it's before in Taisvis that wherever the kfiya in get by get is kedin al pi dine Yisrael is mechuyev to be kaifim to give a get, then it has a status of a mecher and is taka megarish birotzin. But if it's not al pi din, if it's by goyim which labne isuninu, so then it's a gather of matana, not a mecher, and there's no gemiras das of akno, or in this case of gerishin. The Yomtiv asks in Taisvis, what's the svar in this? L'chayra, even if the kfiya ayde akum is shalei kedin, but the etzem chiyuv to be megarish is mutal lov al piyadin. So why isn't that like a mechira? Taisvis earlier on top of the Amid had said that the gather of gerishin being doyim to mechira is because anything which is mechuyiv la soysoy is k'may mecher. L'chayra over here, you mechuyiv to be megarish your wife, although the forcing is not done kedin. L'chayretz muchin taisa svara that there's a chilik between whether there's a chi of be'etzen to megarish your wife or the actual isui, the actual forcing was kedin. If the even if Be'emes is mechuyah legarish sishtoi al pidin. But if he's only doing it b'koech ha'hechruch v'goy, that's shaloi kedin, that's not poil by him a rotzen gomer for gerishin, and it's takanat doime to tliyav azov, and it's not doime to mechira. As I state in Tosfos. Kein ze, the Ramban and the Ben Yoyin and the Ran, they learn l'shitosei the shakha v'tayri the Gemara also, that it was only like a havamina. I mean, the Gemara's havamina was that Rav Huna held that you say agav oinzer zuzi gomra makni not only by a mechira but also by a matana. And Mel, the Gemara asks that get hamuuse al yedei goy should be kosher even if it's daimet to a matana. Limaskana that only by a mechira where there is mois where it's yohev zuzi, that's the only case where Rav Huna said that is gomra makni, because only agav oinzer de zuzi dafka is gomra makni. So Memela get Hamusai the Akim is also possible. That's Minat Torah, and only a Musai de Yisrael is kosher as the mitzvah shmei derichachamim. But if it will be Al Yidei Akim, it's possible because that's Daimet Liu veYoev to Amatana. Again, that's consistent with the same svara in Tosfos that if the Isui is shaloi din, that's considered like Tliyu v'yohiv, not like Tliyu v'zovin. It's only if the actual being forced is kedin does that bring out a rotzen gomer for gerishin that we could say gomer u'megarish. But if the Isui was shaloi kedin, it blives like Tliyu v'yohiv, and there's no rotzen gomer for gerishin. Only and the only chilik is whether the Havin Gemara knew held the Mishar, was going through Misharshi, or the Havin Gemara held that it's that even by Matani we thought that it's Gomer Makni. According to the Rashbam, the reason why Gerishin is Daimet to Mechir we had mentioned earlier in the Shir is because Le Mafsid Midi, because you're not losing anything. So Bazay Bemes Daini Gamta makes the Cheshbon. They have to say we do hold like Rav Sharshi in the sugya that the Akum they get is kosher in the Torah, even if they were kaifim shlei kedin, because the ma'isa you still have the svar of agav oinzi gar omegarish, since you're not losing anything, you're not mafsid anything. The sugya in Gittin that said Rav Sharshi bedusi is you have to say according to Rashbam is going the mandarma that tliyiv ezov and lehave zvini. Because there's no smokim ti mechalek between if the isu was kedin or shalei kedin, the ikir nafkamin, ikir watuz oif, that obliges a gomer makne, gomer megarish, is because they mafsid midi, and that you have. Because they want to be separate. So, Bemele, you have to say that the machlekes asugis is in Rav Huna's din, if tliyiv ezov and zvini is zvini or not. So, la loch, we pass like Rav Huna, the agavaitz is gomer makne. So, Bemele, by again, in all instances, it'll be kosher in HaTorah. The Rambam in Perek Beis Bilchus Gerish and Halacha Chof passing like in Rishashia that the Akum it's kosher in HaTorah, and the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam that he held that it's only possible mid the Rabbanim mitam gzeira because he paskins like our sugya neged the sugya in Gittin, and the Lech Mishnah is Meisiv and he says that the Shitas Rambam is that the Etzem Gerishin Yemuchuyiv to do Mechuyiv in Adin, so that doesn't blibe like a Matana, it blibes like a Zvina. Like Kilo, the Rambam's Svara is what Daini Yomta was asking. On Tosfos is what the Rambam's Svara is, that whenever there's a Chi of Gerish Min Adin, then we say, Agav, the Oinsa, he's Gomor Megarish. So Memele, even in the case of Isui Aide Akum, will also say he's Gomor Megarish, and the Rambam Paskins like the Sugya, our Sugya Negi, the Sugya in Gittin. The Chayrik, in summary, it come out really three different Mahalchim. L'shitis HaTosfos, and the Ramban or Ben Yoyin, though other Rishayim, lemaskano Rameshashis bedusihi, and a get that's meusa that's forced al yedei akum is possible in Atayra. That blives like tliyu v'yohiv, which is not gomeru makni and is not gomeru megarish. So la halacha be possible in Atayra. Leshitas Rashbam, it'll be kosher because leshitas Rashbam the gomer what tliyu v'zovin is dependent upon whether you're mafsid or not, and since you're not being mafsid, we pass the gavuna the agav oinsi gomer makni. So in a get the whole life it'll be kosher min hatayir, it'll be kosher. And like the Rambam, that if it's the isui the akum, it'll be kosher min hatayir, and it'll be possible with rabbanon because the Rambam svara that he holds that any time the Gerishin is Mukhim and Adin, it doesn't blive like a Matana, it blives like a Zvini. But it's not the Svaras of the Rashbam, because then if by an Akum Shalaikadin, the Ram says it's possible in Atayra. L'chayra, late Rashbam, even an Akum Shalaikadin will be Kosher in Atayra. In the next Shtikl Gemara, Meisve Rav Nuna Lokach Mesikrikoin, Vechozam Lokach in Balabayis, Mekhoi Botel. Frayti Gemara Vamai, Hosam Nami, Neima Agav Oinsi Gomer Makni. According to Avuno, you should say there's a gemir's das for akno. The Gemara answers, "Itzma lo, merav lishonu el domalei lechazeku kni." Einachanami. That's when it doesn't work. Alva bishtar kona. Bishtar would work. Ulishmuel doma bishtar nami lekona meikel lemeimar. The Gemara says, "May the Shmuel lechad yohav zuzi." Over here, we also find in Machlekes Rishonim how to learn the Shach v'Tayr of the Gemara. Tosfos and the Rishbam are mevayer that Rav knew there's a chilik between whether or not it was Yoav Zuzi or he was not Yoav Zuzi. Just that Rav held that if there's a ksivas hashtar, that's a hechocha that there was an asinas mois. And Shmuel holds that the reason why he wrote a shtar is only machmas oynis, only if there's an achrayis, that's a raya that there was a kabbalah Zuzi. So then the Shach v'Tayr is as follows. The Maksha held that by Lokach Misikri Koin, it's talking about that he gave money. And Ameli asks, you see, why is, don't you say, Agav Ein Zuzi Gomer Makni? The Rishbam also knows like that, that the Gemara and the Havamina knew the Chilik between Tliyuv Ezovin and Tliyuv Yohiv. And therefore, when the Gemara is asking from Sikri Koin, it's because the Gemara thought that it's talking about that the Lekeach gave money. And the Gemara answers, Aliba de Rav, that over there it's talking about that he did not give money. And he just said, Lechazek ukni. And Lechazek ukni, taka is not going to be kind, there's no akno. Ravuna, and Ravuna is talking about when he wrote a shtar, if there's a shtar, that itself is a chocha that there wasn't a sinas mois. If there wasn't a sinas mois, then you have agav ointz in a zuzi, goberu makni. That's in Rav. And then the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, that holds, even when you write a shtar, you're not kind of, because there's no, that's not a chocha of Nesinas Mois. So then why is it a good akna? And the Gemara answers, Rav Huna is speaking about, that where there's Aden, that it was Nasan Zuzi, where you gave money. That's all the way Tosfos learns the Gemara. But the fear of Ben Yain and the Rajba, Rav held that even if you don't give money, is kaina. Since you did a mice and you wrote a shtar, it's Gomer Makni. That means the Shach v'Tayr is as follows. The Maksha held that Rav Huna said as halacha not only by Tliyuv, the Agav Ein to the Zuzi, where you gave money, but even where there's no Nesinas Mois, there's also Gomer Makni. So Eva Zaydi Gemara is asking, why by Lokach Mesikri Koin, why aren't you kaina? And that thing, Gemara answers that Rav Huna is talking about when you wrote a shtar. And that's where he's, and there it's talking, over the other place, Sikrika is talking about Domele Lechazei Kukni. And then Gemara asks from Shmuel that holds that even Ksivas Hashtar doesn't help. And the Gemara answers that Shmuel is Maider with Yoav Zuzi. So then now it's Nischadesh that Rav Huna said is Halacha of Agav Einsa the Zuzi Dafka Gomra Makni, which means only in Mechira and not in Matana. And by Sikrika, and since there's no Zuzi, Mele not Kaina. Why didn't the Gemara answer Liba the Shmuel that over here it's talking about, Huna is talking about the case of Achrayas? So Rabbi Yain explains, Alpishitosei, that in Gazan himself, even the case of Achrayas doesn't help because he's afraid. And the Adramai answers that Huna said, stop, Tliyav Azovin, it's not Mashmi speaking about Dafko, where it's Kosav Achrayas. Al Kolponim, Tzemay the Shmuel, Lech the Yoav Zuzi, whereas in Nesinas Mois, there's a Gemiras Das for Akno, but without Nesinas Mois, there's no Gemiras Das for Akno. Rabbi Shimon Shkop in Simch of Zayin, Ois Beis, asked, L'chayr Zichin Umdina, that is Noach Leili Notzel Misan Yisurim, and he'll give it Berotzain, even if he's not Mekabal Mois. Alamay, it's Muchin the Gemari, says Rabbi Shimon, that this is not enough of a stratus for akno. That's not called a rotzen muchlot. Even though avada person will be sable a hezek cotton more than hezek godel, but he's still mitzdar in his loss. The rotzen is only when it's good. Teva dover lefot of emes is loshen. So that is only by mechira. Mechira, where you're getting money and you're not mafsed anything, then it's nechshav kirotzen muchlot. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Amid says that according to Rav Bibi, that says according to Rabbi that understood and learned that in the case of a gazan that gave mois to the nigzal, the halacha is that he has mois. That means Rabbi holds that even if he gave the money, it doesn't accomplish a kinyan because the liyuv ezovin is not as zvini. So how does that stim with Rav Huna? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bibi memruhu umemru lavhuna leisvirle. Rabbi Bibi is taka memri semishim achirim. The Rishbam says it's not a Mishnah or a Braisa. If he would say Mishmei the Nafshi, the Gemara would look for a Gavro. So it's not a Kasha. It's a steer between Rav Bibi and Rav Huna. Rav Huna argues on Rav Bibi. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Dalet, Paskins like Rav Bibi. And the Achrayim and the Maisi Kalim ask in the Rambam that Lachair is not like our Gemara. Over here it's clear that Ravuna argues with Rav Bibi, and we pass like Ravuna that Liyuv is Oven, Zvini is Zvini. Now, Be'emes, the Rambam in Hilchos Gezeilah and in Hilchos Mechira Perek Yud Halacha Hey says that the Halacha of Tliyov is Zovin, Zvine Zvine, is only in a case of forcing him to make a sale. But by a Gazlan that buys a Karka or Metaltalin and he forces the buyer to sell it to him, the Halacha is Ein Zvine Zvine. And the Raivin in Hilchos Gezeilah is Masik in the Rambam, and he says, no, the Halacha is that just like we say by a regular sale, Tliyuv is Zovin, Zvini, Zvini, so too by a Gazan who gives money, Zvini is Zvini. If we're going to Mechal between the Gazan and the Anas, so what's the Gemara's Kasha from Rav Bibi on Rav Huna? Rav Bibi is speaking about a Gazan, which is not a sale, and that's why you have to return the money, and Rav Huna is speaking about Tliyuv is Zovin, which is a Mechira Bainis. So it must be that there's no Chili between a Mechira Bainis and a Gazlan, and that's Kuvudin Gemara's Kasha. So Mela, how did the Rambam know to mechalik between a Zvini and a Oynes? Be'emes, the Kesef Mishnah says, in Hilchos Mechira, to Miyashiv the Rambam, the Rabbi Tak is not arguing on Rav Huna, because it's Taka a chile between a Gazlan and a Oynes. But Rav Mamnuna, that asked the Kasha on Rabbi from Sikrikain, and he was not mechalik between Oynes and Gazlan, he held that Rav Huna is chilek on Rabbi. And Lefi Dvorov, of Rav Amnuna, the Gemara fears ice. The Gemara says over here that Rabibi is a member of Rav Huna leisvirle. But Aliba de Hilchisa, Behemes Rav Huna and Rabibi are not arguing. And Mel de Psaket and Ram is Gevaldik. We passing like Rav Huna, Tliu, Vizovin, Zvine, Zvini, by a case where somebody's Ma'anis on a Mechira. And we passing like Rabibi in the case of a Gazlan, that Aloha is that it's not considered a Mechira. Another teres the Kesef Mishnah says is that Rav Huna really holds his halacha of Tliyuv Zovin Zvine Zvine both by Anos and both by Gazlan. But Rabibi is Mechalik, and the halacha is Kemoisai, since he said over name Rav Nachman, the Rama Paskin is like Rabibi, that's Mechalik between Anos and Gazlan. Let us now go to the Gemara Naman Beis. Omra Meimar Tliyuhov Vikodish Kiddushov Kiddushin. The Rishbam learns Tliyuhov Vikodish means that you force the Isha to be Mekabel Kiddushin. The halacha is, it's a good Kiddushin. The Beis Yosef in Evan Ezra, Sim Mem Beis, brings from the Smag that he's Goyris Tliyuhu, not Tliyuha. And is Mefarish that we're talking about a Kfiya, a forcing of the Ish to be Mekadesh. And the Smag speaks out and says, Eino Isha Miskadeshes El Ritzayna. An Isha is only able to become Mekudeshes with her will, full consent, Shenema V'olcha V'hoysa. It's miskadeshes midaito. And if you mekadesh isha bal karcha, eino mekudeshes. Avlo isha ansu ishi kadesh bal karcha, but if you force a man to mekadesh, hareizu mekudeshes la meimar. And lemar barvashi, the next Gemara says that it's not mekudeshes where you force the ish to be mekadesh. So it's chayra mashma in the lashon of the smag that an isha that's in skacha bal karcha, her kedushin is not a kedushin in atayra, not the way the Rishbam learns that according to a meimar with tliyu of a kaddish means that you force the isha to mekabel kedushin that it is kedushin. Lachayra, the pshat in the smag would be that the reason why it's not mikudeshes is because you need ritzayna mamish by kedushin, just like we had mentioned in the beginning of the shir. And last year, that by Gerishin, there's such a svar, they need Rotzin Mamish. Over here also, by Kiddushin, the smag holds, you need her Das Mamish, like you learned from Holcha V'Hoysa, you need her Rotzin Mamish, and therefore, if you force her, it's not a good Kiddushin. The Rambam, in Perik Dal of Hilchas Isha Locha Hei, writes, then Eina Isha Miskadeshes El Lurtzaina, the same Lashon that the smag uses. V'Mekadesh Isha V'Alkarchein Mekudeshes. But if you force the man to be Mekadesh, then it's a good Kiddushin. The Magen Mishnah learns, Pshat in the Rambam, that the reason why if you Mekadesh Isha Bal Korcha, it's not Mekudeshes, is because of the din of Afkin Rabban LeKiddushin Minei, like our Sugya. But by Onsa Yisish, they would not be Mafkia the Kiddushin, because he has an Eitzah, he could be Megarisher Bal Korcha. But the Achrayim Medayik, that in Loshna Rambam is mashma, that if you ma'anis the Isha, it's not mikudeshes, not because of the din of Afginu, which is only a drabana dikadin, but midayrais it's not mikudeshes. Because the Loshna of the Rambam is eino Isha miskadeshes elalur tsoina, which is mashma mi'ikar hadin, midin doiraisa, she's not mikudeshes, unless it's bir tsoina, and not that it's a din drabana and a din otakana drabana of Afginu. Bemis the Zeicha Yitzchok in Chelik Beis Sim Mem Dalid is Takim Evar the Rambam, the way we explain the Smag, that he holds, just like by Gerushin, you need a Rotzen Gomor in order to be Megureshes, so too by, in other words, the husband has to give it Rotzen Gomor, so too by Kiddushin when Makish Havai Eliyatziah, in order for her to be Mekudeshes, she needs a Rotzen Gomor. Our Sugya possibly holds like Ravina in Kiddushin Daftes that the Alfusa from Ged is only Aldas Abal, but not Das Isha. But the Ramah Shittos, they're passing like Rav Shavi in Kiddushin Daftes, holds that it's going, the Alfusa is going on Das Isha. And male, the Ramah put together Kiddushin and Geirushin. Just like Geirushin, the Ramah says Beferish that you need Rotzin Gomer Mitzado Ish, and therefore the Ramah had to have a whole shtickle Torah that the reason why you have Rotzin Gomer Mitzado Ish is because his premius Ritzayna is last is Rotzin Hashem. And it's not just enough at Louis Vizovin, Dikasvara, so to Legabi the Isha, just because you force her, that's not enough to create a Rotzen Gomor. And in order for her to be Mekudeshes, she needs Ritzoina. And like the Loshna Rambam, and like the Smag, that her Eina Isha Miskadeshes, Elo Lirtzoina. I'll call upon him. We have a machloikis rishainim. If a isha's miskadeshes, when you taliyua v'kadesh, when you force a kiddushin. Pashtis, the Rishbam, our sugya says, according to a meimar, if you force the isha to mekabel kiddushin, it's a good kiddushin. According to the smag, and according to the rambam, if you force the isha to mekabel kiddushin, it's not a good kiddushin. Now let's try to understand the Gemara according to the way the rambam and the smag learn. The Rambam and the Smag learn that our Gemara is talking about where you force the Ish to be Mekadesh. And Meimer said that Tliyu of a Kaddish, it's a good Kiddushin. And Mar Bravashi argued and said it's not a good Kiddushin. This Machloikis, if a Ish that they forced into Mekadesh is a good Kiddushin, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Beis. The Chelkes Mechaikik learns that the Tam of the Manda Omar, that if you force him to Mekadesh, it's not a good Kiddushin, is because the Rabbanu Mafkia the Kiddushin Minei. Afkina Rabbanu the Kiddushin Minei. But the Gabi Akinyan Mamoin, there would not be enough Gemina between somebody who's Kaina and somebody who is being Makne. And the only Chelik is the Gabi Kiddushin, where you have a Svar of Afkinu. The Beishmuel and the Gro, they say differently. They say the Tam of the Mandoma Tulu Vikodesh is not a good Kiddushin, is because Tulu Vikani Le Mahani. In other words, Rav Huna only said halacha that a Tulu Vizovin, if you force a person to sell, to be Makne, we say Agam Oinsin Azuzi Gomer Makne. But if you force a person to be Kaina, that's different. That is no Raya that there is a Gemira's Das for Kenyan. And that's the same svara why Tliyu Vikadish is not a good Kiddushin. Being Mekadish is also a Kenyan. Forcing him to make a Kenyan does not help, and there's no Gemiras Das for Kenyan. And therefore, the Beshmul and the Gra explain that's why the Ramah says also the Gabi Kenyan that Yesh Ayrim Leikana. Behemoth Davni Meluim, over there in Sim Mem Beis, says it's, that's really Shtel Su the Rajman Kiddushin, B'Shein the Bala Itur, Naf Beis, that says it's not Adin Davkin Kiddushin, also of course Kiddushin, like the way the Chelkas Mechaikik learns, that is Norvas, it's Adin and Mamun also, that Liu Vekani Le'amrinon. So we see that there's another Tam why you can't force Ishtim Mekadesh, not because Abonim Afgir the Kiddushin, but because there's a Yasaidistik Achilik between Liu Vezavin and Liu Vekani, like we explained previously in the Shiurim. In the Etzem Svara of Afgir Rabban LeKiddushin Minei, we find the Machlekes Rishonim in our Sugya. Tosfos is Medayik that in other places in Shas, in Gittin and Ksubis, the Gemara adds the words Kol HaMekadesh Adai to the Rabbanim Mekadesh. But over here, the Gemara leaves it out. And therefore, Tosfos learns that over here, the Tam is not because Kol HaMekadesh Adai to the Rabbanim Mekadesh, but because the Rabbanim have a Koyach to Mafkia the Kiddushin. Although the Rashbam and the Raman and Muki Yosef learn in our Sugya that our Gemara also means because called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanu Mekadesh. And possibly the Rashbam did not want to be mefarish like Tosfos because if it's a word that the Rabbanu of a Koyach to Mafkia the Kiddushin, so why by a Mecher Ba'inis were the Chacham not Mesaken to Mafkia the Kinyan? What's the Chila between Kinyanim and Kiddushin? Therefore the Rashbam would rather learn in our Sugya that only in Kiddushin there's Hafka, because called the Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbanu Mekadesh. And that's why they were Hafkiya, the Kiddushin, because the Kiddushin was done, Adai to the Rabbanu. But this itself presents a problem, because the Ramban in the Shita Kubetz, in Ksubis Dav Gimel, and other Rishayim ask that since the Gemara answers and says, called Mekadosh and Daita Drabbana Mekadosh, which would mean that you Mekadosh the Isha al Tanai the Chom Shvi Maskim, so then how do you understand the Hemshech of the Gemara? The Gemara says afterwards, Omele Avin Ravashi Tenach the Kodesh Bekaspa. That's good if the Kedushin was with Kesef. We could. Kodesh Abiyah Mayikal Meimer. L'chayra, if the Kedushin was a Daita Drabbanon, and if it's not Don al Das Drabbanon, it's automatically Afkinu, it's automatically Bottle, so what's the Nafkamina if the Maisi Kedushin was done with Kesef or with Bia? So the Ramban answers that the Kavan of the Gemara is that Bishleim Mekedushe Kesef, a person's Mekadosh Adaita Drabbanon, because they have a Koyach to be Mafkir Memoinoi, else Midin Hefkir Bezen Hefkir, and to be Meinea the Kedushin. So therefore, you're forced to listen to the Rabbanon. But by Kedushe Bia, which they, at this point, the Gemara held, they cannot be Mafkia, the Bia, and they can't affect that, change the Kedushin, so maybe a person was not Mekadosh Al Daitam. And on that, the Gemara answers and says, no, call the Mekadosh Adaita Drabbanon Mekadosh, even a Mekadosh of Bia, and if Chama not going to be maskim to your Kedushin, then the Bia will end up being a Bia's Znus. The Shita Kubet says, in Ksubis Nav Gimel brings B'Shem Talmidei Ra'on Ritva, that they learn that the Gemara's Kash is on the Chachamim, that they Mesaken Takana. The Kash is that Bishnei Mekadushe Kesef, the Rabbanon can Mesaken, the Yafti Mekadosh Adaita the Rabbanon, and may it will come out that the Kesef is Hefker, and there's no Kedushin. But by Bia, how can they Mesaken that the Bia should be a Bia's Nus? Aren't they concerned that the Bia should end up being a Bia's Nus if the Kedushin is not followed through, and the Kedushin is not a good Kedushin? And on that, the Gemara says that no, they're not concerned. They were not chayish for that. B'shavu le'rabbanon le'bilosoi bilaznus. Taisis in Ksubis mefarish, and l'chayr tais b'yosim mefarish this way also, that the Makshin held that by Bia, the Chachom and Taka do not have a koyach to invat l'kedushin, because through that, they'll be over an iser, and they can't be misake, and they should be over an iser. If it's only a groma, then fine, but not that they should misaken such a thing. And that's good for the Gemara's teretz, that they have a koyach to misaken, even if they be over an iser. L'chayr, that's tais l'shitosai, that it's the, over here, it's afkinu rabban l'kedushin minei. It's not just to call mekadosh daita rabban mekadosh. It's that they were mafkir the kedushin, and that the Gemara is asking, that they mafkir the kedushin, it makes a lot of sense by kesef, but not that they should mafkir and be over an avera, so they can't mafkir legabe bia. And that the Gemara answers, no, they were mafkir even legabe bia, and they said that the bia will end up being a bia's znus. Let us mention a few more ha'oris on the sugya of afkinu. The Gemara goes back and forth from Kedushay Kesef and Kedushay Bia. What about Kedushay Shtar? So the Ritva says in Ksubas and Nav Gimel that Kedushay Shtar is like Kedushay Kesef. That the Rabbanon are able to be mafki the Kesef and mele the Kedushin is bottle. They're also able to be mevatel the Shtar. But Kedushay Bia, like we mentioned, the Chacham have a problem because then the Bia will end up being a Bia's Nus. Or at least in the Gemara's Kashet held that you can't make the Bia into a Bia's Nus. The Meiri in Yevamos Nafkuf Yud says that he doesn't know how the Chacham became Mafkia Kedushay Shtar. Etak is shver. The Chasam Sefer in Gittin says another Mahalach that Kedushay Shtar is like Kedushay Kesef. How is that? Bezin is Mafkia the Shtar. Once Bezin is Mafkia the Shtar, then the Yor is not his. If the paper is not his, then it's not Shaykh a Kedushin. On the Etzem way that we Gemara compares Kedushin to Tliya Vizavin, that would mean that she is receiving money to let herself be miskadeshes. Just like we say, Tliyu v'zovin zvine zvine, agav oinsid azuzi gomra makti, him receiving money is makna chefetz. So too, l'gabi kedushin, the way the Rashbam learns, we're talking about forcing the isha to be mekabel the kedushin, Tliyu of a kodesh, kedusha of kedushin. There must be something that she's receiving that because of that which she's receiving, she's willing to be miskadeshes. Pashtus, what she is receiving, is the money of Kiddushin. When Rabbeinu Yonah Taka learns like that, that Isha's Nechshev is forcing a woman to be Miskadeshes, is like to you of his oven, because she's Mekabeles, the Kesef Kiddushin. The Fizet, Zulchar Dafka, Kiddushay Kesef. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that from here it's Muchach, that by Tliyu of his oven, you don't have to give the full value of the Chefetz, because the Isha's Miskadeshes, Balkoch, even Bepruta. It doesn't say anywhere in the sugya that it has to be more than a shav pruta, more than normal kesef kiddushin, and the chayra pruta is not the shavis of the isha, and still the Gemara compares isha that's miskadesh as bal karcha to tliyu of his oven. So that means the amount of money that you need to receive in order to create a gemiras das For akna is not necessarily the full value of the chayfetz which you're being makne. Just like the isha, which is just receiving a pruta, and because of that, she's willing to be makne herself and become misgadeshes. But the Rashi and the Rukiyah say differently in the Gemara, our sugya. They learn that the reason why Kiddusha Isha is considered like Liyuv Zavin is because the Isha is nanis to be Nesua. The famous Gemara in Kiddusha, another place in Shas, we say, Tav Lameisav Tandu Milameisav Armaloi. A woman would rather be double, be with a pair, be married, than to be alone. So that in itself is such a benefit for the Isha that she's willing to allow herself to be Miskadeshes. A third mahalach is Toisvis Dibra Maschel Kodesh that says the Isha is Mikabeles the Schaivus of Sher Ksus Va'oina, meaning that the Schaivus of Kiddushin is like a Shava Kesef for the Isha, and in return for that Schaivus, she's willing to be Miskadeshes, to be Makin herself to her husband. That is the Kesef that she is receiving. And finally, Aura, the famous Aura in Rashi, that Rashi brings, Istam Mefarshi Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspo, because Kiddusha Kesev is Drabanon, and Haim Omru Veheim Omru. And the Rishbam is Matmiya, the Lacher Kiddusha Kesev is Midoi Rais, it's not Drabanon. Behemes, Yedua, the Rambam Nechas Ishus, Perek Avaloch HaBeis, writes that the Kinyan Kesev by Kiddushin is Medivrei Seifrim. And the Ravid is Ma'irin, says that's a Shibush, it's a Pirish Meshubush, it can't be. How could it be? We know that Kinyan Kesev is Medaraisa, Kicha Kicha, Mr. Ephraim. Possibly the Rambam got it from our Gemara, Tenech the Kodesh Bekaspa, but Avada can't mean that Kiddushin Kesev is only the Rabbanon. And the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah over there on the Rambam, Mavair, that the Kavanas of Rambam is not to say that Kiddushin Kesev in itself is only a drabanon. The kavanah of the Ram is that since it's learned out from the Medrash Chachamim, and through the Yugim Midos, it's called the Divrei Seifrim. And Alpi Zeh, the Kesef Mishnah is Mavar, Al Gemara, that Ha Teinach the Kodesh BeKesef, meaning that we see that Yisaymech on Divrei Chachamim and Yemekadesh Adaitom, because he holds, you see that Kedusha Kesef helps. You Mekadesh BeKesef, that means you are Saver, you hold that it helps Kedusha Kesef. Why do you hold that it helps Kedusha Kesef and Mekadesh Isha? Because Yisaymech on the Chachamim, that learned it from Exer Shava. So Memeil, if Yisaymech on the Chachamim, if the Chachamim do not want the Kedushin is bottled. But Kaddish Rebiya Ma'ikal Amemar, because Bia is Mefurish in the Torah. You have no raya that somebody's Mekadish Rebiya is Saimech on the Chachamim. The Lechem Mishnah over there, also in Hilchsish Perek Av Lecha Beis, asks that Lecher Shtar is also learned out from the Ekesh of Yotzev Hoysa, and it's not Mefurish v'Torah. So if the Pshat in the Rambam that he says Kesef Medivei Seifrim is because it's learned from the Yul Gimel Midos Shatir and Adreshes Behen, it's not a Beferish of Pasuk, so Lecher Shtar also is not a Beferish of Pasuk in the Torah, it's only a Hekesh. So why does the Rambam say that Kiddushei Shtar is Min HaTorah? So the Lechem Mishnah brings that a Rambam in Tshuva responded to this question and said that you learn out Shtar from Naro Marasa, which is yes, before in the Torah. Because she's a Besula, the Loch is that it's that she's Chayiv Skilov, she does Nus, and if it's Miskadesh, Rak Bebiya, you never find the case of Besula. So it's a Raya that there's another type of Kedushim in the Torah, and it's Mestavri goes to Kedushim Shtar. Al Kaponim, he brings a Raya that Kedushim Shtar is Taka, yes, Mefurish in the Torah, and it's not just a Hekesh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.